由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
If you are joining us for the first time, we are in the midst of a study about the life of Abraham.
如果你是第一次收听《天路导向》的话，我们正在学习有关亚伯拉罕的生平，而这一集的题目叫做《信心之旅》。
In our last broadcast, I promised that I would tell you more about Abraham.Between the age of 86 and 99.
在上次节目完结的时候，我答应过要告诉你，亚伯拉罕在86岁到他99岁要发生的事。
And that age was between the end of chapter 16 and the beginning of chapter 17 in the book of Genesis.
他这段年龄的经历呢，就是发生在创世纪第16章结束的时候到第17章开始之间。
And there is absolutely nothing recorded in the Word of God.
但是在圣经当中是完全没有记载的。
Only those words.
只是得这一些的说话。
Verse 16
是记载在第16章第16节的。
Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael.
夏甲为亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年纪是86岁。
Then in verse 1 of chapter 17,
然后在第17章第一节是这样讲的。
It says that when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said,I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
那里写亚伯兰年纪99岁的时候，耶和华就向他显现，对他讲话，我是全能的神，你应该在我面前作完全人。
If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to mark in your Bibles.
如果你手上面有圣经的话，请你在你的圣经里面记下来。
There is a 13-year period of silence between Genesis 16 and Genesis 17.
在创世纪第16章到第17章之间，由亚伯兰第86岁到他99岁中间，有13年沉默的时期。
The Bible does not tell us why there is such a long silence.
圣经并没有告诉我们为什么会有这么长时间的沉默。
Please understand what I'm trying to tell you.
但是请你去听我讲下，去理解一下我要讲给你听的嘢。
This is only my own conjecture.
不过这些嘢只是我自己的推测。
There was nothing important during those 13 years that was worth recording.
可能就是在那13年里面，没有一些很重要的嘢值得记录下来。
And in the same way,
而同样的道理，我们可以想一下。
There is nothing significant that happens in your life when you are out of the will of God.
当你远离神的旨意的时候，在你的生命里面亦都不会有一些重大的事情发生。
When Abraham and Sarah tried to interpret the will of God by what seems to be natural,
我认为当亚伯拉罕和撒拉用一种符合自然规律的角度来解释神的旨意的时候，
They marched right out of fellowship with God.
他们就脱离了和神的来往。
The moment they marched out of the will of God,
就在他们远离神的旨意的时候，
Ishmael was born and their spiritual growth was stomped.
以实玛利就出世了，而他们的属灵成长亦都停顿了下来。
This is the second time we see Abraham wandering into a period of spiritual stagnation.
这个已经是我们第二次看到亚伯拉罕是徘徊在灵命停滞的状态里面。
Do you remember when did Abraham get out of the will of God the first time?
不知你还记不记得亚伯拉罕第一次脱离神的旨意的时候，究竟是什么时候呢？
Since I started making conclusions about the 13-year period of the time in the life of Abraham, I might as well continue.
但是因为我已经开始为亚伯拉罕的生命这13年做一个结论，所以让我继续讲下去先。
During that time period,
在亚伯拉罕那13年的时间里面，
most likely Abraham became more successful than ever.
可能亚伯拉罕他的成就比之前更加大。
Most likely his influence in the community became great.
你可以想想他可能在他的社区在他的社群中间有更大更大的影响力。
Most likely his reputation of being a hero for rescuing Lot made him an important citizen.
而亚伯拉罕去拯救罗德那一种的功勋，那一种的让人知道的名誉，极有可能让亚伯拉罕成为一个家传户晓的英雄人物。
But most of all, Abraham thought everything between him and the Lord was just great.
但是在当中最重要的就是亚伯拉罕认为他自己和神之间的关系每一样东西都非常之好。
He probably thought that after he helped God fulfill his promise,
他或者会觉得啊，我已经帮神完成了神的应许了。
He is living a perfect life of a gentleman farmer.
跟住佢就成为咗一个有体面嘅绅士，继续过住一啲完美嘅田园生活。
No hassles。
佢冇再面对乜嘢嘅麻烦。
No testing。
佢冇再面对乜嘢嘅考验。
No family crisis。
佢冇再面对一啲家庭嘅危机。
No financial crisis。
佢亦都唔需要面对任何嘅经济危机。
Abraham probably was thinking that God must be pleased with me.
亚伯拉罕可能就谂紧话，神一定对我非常满意啦。
Everything must be a-okay because the waters of life were smooth.
凡事都系冇问题噶，生命真系一帆风顺啊。
My dear friend, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你去留心听我跟住落嚟要讲的说话。
The times when the waters of life are smooth,
当你的生命一帆风顺的时候，
It is a time when you should be concerned about your relationship with the Lord.
就是你最需要注意你和神的关系的时候。
Abraham failed to recognize that smooth waters do not always mean that God is pleased with him.
但是亚伯拉罕在当中并没有认清这一点，因为他没有认清到一帆风顺并不一定是代表着神对我们是满意的。
Sometimes when the waters of life are smooth,
有些时候我们生命是凡事顺利一帆风顺。
It could mean that spiritual stagnation has just set in.
但是反面来看，这一种一帆风顺正正在这里可能代表着我们属灵生命那种的迟钝。
The hours when you are struggling and facing a crisis after a crisis and you feel that you are learning by feeling the wind at your face.
而当你不断不断地挣扎着去面对一个又一个的危机的时候，你就正在这里面对逆风，但是是面对逆风这样去学习。
These are often the times when you and I are growing the most.
而这些要面对逆风学习的时刻，往往也都是最能够叫你叫我去成长的时刻。
God does not necessarily want comfortable Christians.
神不是一定去需要一些舒适的基督徒的。
Read Acts chapter 13.
让我们去读下《使徒行传》第13章，就可以看到这个的原则。
And you will see how the apostles, in spite of harassment, were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
你就会发现使徒在重重的折磨之下，他们竟然仍然是满心喜乐又被圣灵充满。
When circumstances seem to be easy and comfortable,
而当个情况看起来又轻松又舒适的时候，
It can mean that spiritual progress is at a standstill.
这个可能代表住我们的属灵的行程已经去到一个停止了的地步。
I think that the main reason for Abraham's peace of mind during those 13 years,
我认为亚伯拉罕在那13年当中，就是由他86岁到99岁的时候，之所以能够心安理得，他最重要的原因是
was the fact that he lived with a false premise.
他是活在一个虚幻的前提之下的。
He thought that Ishmael was the fulfillment of God's promise.
在那段时间当中，亚伯拉罕以为以实玛利就是神所应许赐给他的后裔。
And the Lord had to reprogram Abraham out of his self-satisfaction.
所以神要去纠正亚伯拉罕的观念，让亚伯拉罕从自我陶醉当中醒悟过来。
The Lord had to reorient Abraham to the painful truth.
神需要重新调整亚伯拉罕他的角度，他的方向，让亚伯拉罕是面对那种真正的痛苦的事实。
The Lord had to reintroduce Abraham to the big picture.
神需要让亚伯拉罕从大体去着手，重新看见那个远景，看见整幅的图画。
So, on Abraham's 99th birthday, God pays him a visit.
因此当亚伯拉罕在99岁的时候，神就向他显现了。
Now, if you are keeping records, you would have noticed that it had been 24 years since God had given Abraham the promise in Genesis 12.
如果你计数计得好好的话，你应该可以留意到，从创世纪第12章开始，神给亚伯拉罕的应许到这一刻已经24年了。
But here, in 17:1, for the first time, God identifies himself as El Shaddai.
但是在17章第一节这个地方，神先至第一次去表明他是 El Shaddai, 即是全能的神。
In other words, he is saying to Abraham, I did not need your improvising, I only needed your obedience.
某程度上，换句话讲，神要话俾亚伯拉罕听嘅嘢就系话，我唔需要你自作主张，我只需要你嘅完全信服。
Then he commands Abraham, walk before me and be blameless.
跟住神就吩咐亚伯拉罕，同亚伯拉罕讲话，你要在我面前做完全人。
You might ask, why has God given this command to Abraham?
你可能会问，究竟神点解要俾亚伯拉罕有呢一个命令呢？
God is saying to Abraham, do not keep on making the same mistake over and over and over again.
神就是要告诉亚伯拉罕，你不要一而再，再而三去犯同样的错误了。
There is a note of comfort here for all of us.
在这里其实有一点是要安慰我们每一个人的。
God's promises are never affected by our failure.
就是说到神的应许从来都不会因为我们的失败而受到影响。
Our failure is painful for us.
失败对我们来讲是非常痛苦的。
Our failure stunts our spiritual growth.
我们的失败往往都会叫我们属灵的成长受到阻碍。
Our failure hurts those around us.
我们的失败是叫那些在我们周围的人受伤。
But thank God his promises remain the same.
但是感谢神，因为神的应许是永远都不改变的。
Here we are, we find Abraham at 99 and Sarah at the age of 90.
而在这里第17章开始的时候，我们看到亚伯拉罕是99岁，而撒拉他的太太就是90岁。
And God is about to renew his work in their lives.
而神即将要在他们的生命当中重新开始他的工作。
He changed the name of Abraham to Abraham.
他将亚伯拉罕的旧名亚伯兰改为亚伯拉罕。
And he changed Sarah's name from Sarai to Sarah.
然后他又将撒拉的旧名撒来改做撒拉。
Not only that,
不单止如此，神更加要怎样做呢？
But he is about to bless them with a son of their own.
就是神要赐福给他们，让亚伯拉罕和撒拉两个有一个自己的仔。
Don't ever think that you are too old to accomplish great things for God.
你千祈不要以为你自己的年纪已经太大了，你已经太大年纪不能够为神完成大事了。
I don't mean having babies at an old age.
当然我的意思不是只说你要好像撒拉这样九十岁才怀孕啦。
But you could have spiritual children at any age.
但是你无论在任何的年纪啊，我要告诉你，你都可以有一些属灵的子女的。
Even if you are physically unable to get around, you can pray and intercede better than most people.
就算你的体力是不容许你四围去奔波，但是你比大部分的人，你都可以作出更加有效的祈祷。
I want you to look very carefully at the first eight verses of chapter 17 of the book of Genesis.
我想让你去仔细地看清楚创世纪第十七章头八节的经文。请你听我读出。亚伯兰九十九岁的时候，耶和华就向他显现，对他讲话：我就是全能的神，你应当在我面前作完全人，我就会与你去立约，让你的后裔极其繁多。亚伯兰就俯伏在地，神又对他讲话：我要与你立约，你要作多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立你作为多国的父，我必定使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出，我要与你和你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，作永远的约，是要作你和你后裔的神。我要将你而家寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔永远为业，而我亦都必定会作他们的神。
While God is talking to Abraham about the fulfillment of his promise of a child by his supernatural intervention,
当神对亚伯拉罕讲话，他要运用超自然的力量，让亚伯拉罕有一个孩子去承受他的应许的时候，
Abraham was thinking all of the time about Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕一心一意只是想着以实玛利。
But not until you get to verses 15 and 17 that you realize what is happening here.
但是当你去读到十五节和十七节的时候，你就明白是什么一回事，让你去听我读出。第十五节这样写话，神又对亚伯拉罕讲：你的妻子撒来不可以再叫撒来，她的名要叫做撒拉。第十七节，亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地上面起笑，他的心里面说：一百岁的人还可以有孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，他还能够生养吗？
God is telling Abraham, I will do the impossible.
如果你看回这两节的经文，你可以看到神是对着亚伯拉罕说：我要做一件不可能发生的事。
The Lord was thinking of Sarah as well.
而神亦都系关怀紧亚伯拉罕嘅太太，就系撒拉。
All of a sudden, Abraham probably stopped halfway through his thought and says, "What?"
可能当亚伯拉罕仲喺自己嘅想法，就系谂紧以实玛利成为佢嘅后裔嗰种嘅谂法思考紧嘅时候，突然间佢就吓咗一跳，话乜嘢话
？No, you don't really mean that, God.
神啊，你唔会讲嘅嘢系真噶嘛
？You have already given me a son by Sarah through Hagar.
你已经借住夏甲赐俾我同撒拉有一个小朋友，就系以实玛利啦。
Lord, Ishmael is already born. Surely he is the boy you want.
主啊，以实玛利已经出咗世啦，佢唔系就系你所要嘅孩子咩
？Have you ever thought that you have heard the Lord when you basically have heard the voice of your desire?
各位弟兄姊妹，你有冇试过曾经认为你自己听到主嘅声音，但系事实上你所听到嘅只系你自己嘅欲望呢？
Have you ever thought you were in the will of God when you were actually doing what you want to do?
你有冇试过你认为自己系遵行紧神嘅旨意，但系事实上你喺度做紧自己想做嘅事呢
？Have you ever been convinced about something to be the will of God, then you face a rude awakening that it was not the Lord at all?
有啲时候，你会唔会觉得你已经肯定神嘅旨意就系嗰样嘢，但系又突然间醒悟过嚟，发现你所做嘅嘢并唔系跟从紧主嘅旨意呢
？Poor old Abraham，
亚伯拉罕喺某程度上真系非常之可怜噶。
Now every bit of human wheeling and dealing for the past 13 years are going up in smoke.
在由他86岁开始那13年中间，他靠人为的力量所作的每一分的努力好像都化成了烟雾。
Why do you suppose God waited for so long?
你估下为什么神要等这么久才重新介入呢
?Because geriatric maternity wards are not commonplace.
因为高龄的生产并不是一件普通的事。
And often God works when the very last human possibility has been exhausted.
而神往往都系喺人用尽咗自己嘅所有办法之后，先至开始工作噶。
Only when you come to the end of your tattered rope that He leads you and hands you a silken cord.
唯有当你到达那条破旧的绳索的尽头，他才会引导你，并且交给你一条由丝绸做的绳子。
Only when your small boat begins to sink in the middle of the ocean that he would invite you aboard a large ship.
只有当你的小船在汪洋大海当中快要沉没的时候，神才会邀请你登上他的大船。
For 13 years, Abraham pinned his hope on Ishmael.
在13年里，亚伯拉罕将他的希望寄托了在以实玛利身上。
But now his heart is throbbing with heartache.
但是现在他的心是痛苦地跪动着。
And probably to soften the blow, in verse 21, God said,
但是为了减轻这个打击，可能神就是要这样做，所以他在第21节神就这样讲了。
My covenant I will establish with Isaac when Sarah will bear you a child at this time next year.
到下年这个时候，撒拉必定会为你生一个仔，他要叫做以撒，而我要同他坚定所立的约。
We have come to the end of our time with you in this broadcast.
各位弟兄姊妹，在今次的节目已经差不多完结了。
Please tune in next time, and we will learn more about what this visit from the Lord meant.
请你下次继续这样收听，我们将会学习更多有关于神今次显现是意味着什么事。而在这个时候，我想送上一首歌给你，是由李健达所作的《回家》。这首歌就是讲到我们离开了主一段的时候，我们真的要重新回到去主的怀抱当中，因为神才是真正的爱，祂才会每一刻每一秒同我们同在。
步伐是否感觉疲倦了？现实令你感到 无奈，只懂每日每夜忙碌里兜兜转转，似没了没完。但愿让你知道神是爱，在路上每一秒同在，可否接受这份纯真爱，一生欢欣快乐精彩。 Oh yeah， 回家将伤痛放下，看透俗世芳华，迷失漆黑中，他总把你牵挂。回家，即使新世代全然皆冰冷，在这屋里有主的爱，别再。生欢欣快乐精彩。 Oh yeah， 回家将伤痛放下，看透俗世芳华，迷失漆黑中，他总把你牵挂。 Oh yeah， 回家新世代全然皆冰冷，在这屋里有主的爱，别再怕。
弟兄姊妹，刚刚送上的是李健达的《回家》一首歌，希望你如果你离开了神的话，你快点去归回去他的爱当中，不要好像亚伯拉罕这样等了13年才重新同主去建立关系。如果你是想索取我们的礼物的话，我们的礼物就是麦克牧师的作品《激倒了站起来》，你只要写信来到香港九龙大友街1号10楼，或者发电邮去到 liangyou@liangyou.net， 我们就会送上这一份礼物给你。亦都欢迎你如果对天路导向的节目，或者对基督教信仰有任何的疑问，或者有任何的意见的话，欢迎你都写信给我们。今日天路导向的时间又是差不多了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。